Welcome back to United Voices, where we celebrate the people and organizations making a difference across our community. My name is Kyla Musgrave, and I'm the Marketing and Communications Coordinator and part of the team behind United Voices. In this episode, we are thrilled to feature an inspiring conversation with Brian Cozzarano-Bolton, the co-founder of Grand River Pride, as part of our Pride celebration. What started as a small drag show in Cambridge just 3 years ago has now grown into a vibrant organization hosting multiple Pride celebrations in communities like Cambridge and Ayr. Grand River Pride is also building a legacy through its grant fund, raising money to support local queer organizations and creating events and programs that foster connection and joy year-round. In this episode, Brian joins my colleague Brian Cam to talk about the evolution of Grand River Pride and the importance of joy in the face of adversity, and how we can all show up for the LGBTQ+ community. Let's dive in.
Today, we're joined by Brian Cozzarano-Bolton, he, him pronouns. He's one of the co-founders of Grand River Pride. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Brian.
It's going to feel a little bit weird, but yes, we have Brian squared today, which I'm all for. It'll make this an extra special podcast. Happy Pride Month and happy Cambridge Pride Week. Or do I go with Cambridge Pride Weeks?
Yeah, I guess this year it's weeks. We made the decision the first year that we did this to make sure that, you know, our Pride events don't take away from Tri Pride, which happens in Kitchener. They always do the first weekend of June. So mm-hmm. We opted to do the second weekend of June and thought that'll be great, not realizing that some years that meant that the second weekend of June was all the way up to the 14th. So this year it is two full weeks of events.
Busy time of the year. Can you tell us a bit about the work of Grand River Pride?
Yeah. So Grand River Pride started 3 years ago, I guess, 3.5 years ago, over a glass of wine with a bunch of friends. We were just talking about the fact that nothing really gay happens in Cambridge. And so we decided, let's just throw a drag show and like a variety show. We had comedy, we had music, we had drag, and we packed the house and thought, okay, maybe we should do some more stuff. So a little while later, we threw the Transgender Day of Remembrance. We held it at City Hall and did a little memorial, and City Hall was like, what are you doing? Would you be interested in throwing Pride? And so we did. We started doing some fundraising and got a bunch of donors, applied for some grant money. And next thing you know, we were hosting a week of Pride events across all of Cambridge. The next year we came back, did the same thing, introduced Ayr Pride, and started the first ever Pride event that ever happened in Ayr, which was really cool. And then this year, we've kind of evolved a bit. We got some really great funding through Upstream in Waterloo Region and used that money to sort of figure out how we could actually establish this organization and do something different with it. And so now, I mean, we are always going to be the organizers of Cambridge Pride. That's something that's obviously a big passion point for us. But now what we're evolving into is a fundraising organization that, as we sort of pool our money and pool the donations and contributions that we get, we're going to set up a grant fund to be able to help local queer organizations find the funding they need to put on events and programming in the area. So this year, not only are we doing Cambridge Pride Week and Ayr Pride, we've also sponsored Woolwich Pride. We've sponsored Spectrum Waterloo, which does, in Cambridge in particular, they do trans programming at the library. So we've helped fund them through the summer. And all of the sort of surplus that we intake is going to go towards helping make sure those programs continue in Cambridge as we build this grant fund and start to support other organizations.
Oh, that's fantastic. And just as sort of as a side note, I know in our community, United Way, but also other funders like the Waterloo Region Community Foundation, we oftentimes will pick each other's brains, pool resources. And so, yeah, as part of that, there may be an opportunity for further conversations. That's part of our role.
The United Way does this in such a massive way across so many different communities, right? Where you do all the fundraising that happens with United Way, help support so many different organizations. And in our sort of infancy, United Way has been helping us and providing us with the funding that we needed to get started. And now this, it's, I don't want to like upset anybody with any sort of legal things, but it's kind of like the United Way of gay, where it's just going to be stuff that we're supporting for 2SLGBTQIA programming, sort of that similar model where it's funding organization to help the organizations that need it so that they can get the support that they need.
Awesome. How can people this year get involved in Pride? Because there's different things going on throughout Cambridge Pride weeks as well as the month. So yeah, where can folks get involved?
All of our programming you can find either by following our socials at Grand River Pride or on our website, www.grandriverpride.ca. We have a ton of events happening over the next little bit. This weekend's kind of a big one. Friday night, we have a comedy night. It's hosted by Ty Wright, who's a wonderful ally in our community, but he's curated a few comedians who are going to be there. Ava Val, who came last year, a trans comedian who has been part of the Just for Laughs tour, has been in Winnipeg for the Winnipeg Comedy Festival and a whole bunch of other ones. Roast Battle Canada, she was on at one point. And then Ted Morris, who's actually a veterinarian, gone comedian. He has done a whole bunch with Just for Laughs as well, the Halifax Comedy Festival, the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. So he's done a whole bunch of things across Canada as well. And so they're coming and doing a performance on Friday night. Saturday, we have all sorts of stuff. Workout in the morning. So there's a HIIT workout or a yoga workout or both, if you're interested. All of it happening at F45 in Dune. Saturday afternoon, we have Drag Bingo being hosted by Crystal Quartz at the Galt Club above 13 Food and Beverage, right downtown Cambridge. And then in the evening, Miss Mosu from Canada's Drag Race, who is a huge ally of ours. She's performed at a few of our events and was the headliner for last year's Big Pride Festival. She is going to be hosting a drag show in EVO at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. On Monday night, we have a movie. It's going to be happening at the School of Architecture for University of Waterloo. It's called Wildhood. It's a really, really cool Indigiqueer film. This is also Indigenous History Month, so we wanted to make sure that we had an event that celebrated Indigenous stories as well. So that one will be happening on Monday night. And then Open Mic Night is happening at Farm League on Tuesday. Glam As You Are is happening at Under the Whispering Pines. It's sort of a photography experience that brings people together and sort of celebrates all of the ways that they identify themselves. There's Glitz and Glam Drag Bingo that's going to be happening at Farm League on Friday, June 13th. And then on the 14th, we have our big street party happening right at the intersection of Main and Water Street in Cambridge. We've shut down two streets and the iconic Arch Bridge to be able to bring this festival. We put a stage in the middle of the intersection and we
Amazing.
have, oh gosh, seven drag queens, two bands, four solo acts, 50 vendors. United Way will be joining us this year. So it's going to be really, really cool. We have Juicebox and Michaela Couture, who are part of RuPaul's Drag Race Canada, who are going to be there. We have Corey King, who was on season 17 of RuPaul's Drag Race. And we have Brave and Crazy, who are an incredible lesbian band from Cambridge, who are going to be sort of rocking us out in the street in the evening. The whole event runs from 1 p.m. till 8 p.m.
Amazing. And we're happy to join you folks this year. Is it safe to say that if you have a particular hobby, area of interest, that there's chances are there's probably a Pride event that would catch your fancy?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. The cool thing about it is that we don't host all the events. This is all hosted by everyone in Cambridge or anyone who wants to host an event. This is truly a community coming together and doing a bunch of things that bring them joy. And because of that, because it's so many different minds coming together, it does actually create a lot of diversity in the events that we do. And so hopefully you can find things for everyone. We even had, there's a person who approached me last year at Pride, who mentioned that they themselves are neurodivergent and that there were certain events that they didn't feel were a place that they would feel comfortable, but that they're so happy that all these new events have been introduced over the past couple of years that are more supportive to the sort of atmospheric things that help them out. And so it's cool that we've been able to sort of diversify across this to make sure that everyone truly feels welcome and everyone can find community here.
Yeah, and that intersection is pretty critical. You talked about that it isn't just you putting on these events. It's you need that network of services. United Way, often we talk about that. That's why we invest in that broader system. I mean, you had mentioned earlier about some of the organizations you're working with, Spectrum being one of them, also a funded partner of United Ways. One other thing I wanted to touch on that I think gets overshadowed in everything happening in the world right now. We're aware of the ongoing homophobia, transphobia, and the intersections with different identities. But let's go back and focus on joy. Why joy is so critical? Because that's really what Pride is about. It's about the joy.
Yeah, I mean, Pride has always started from protests. It's always been that sort of storyline. And when our queer ancestors, for lack of a better definition of, but when the people who came before us started fighting for human rights, it was because they wanted to have joy. They wanted to be able to just live their lives the way that everyone else gets to. And so as human rights started to be allowed, Pride evolved into this event that actually really just celebrates who we are, why we are, and that we are always going to be. And so, you know, as we see this world sort of change and these really dark messages come from, especially from south of the border, but from all sort of corners of the world, we're even seeing it, these voices somehow louder lately, even here in our region. Pride gives us an opportunity to remind ourselves and to remind them that actually this just is love. The one thing that's kind of unique about Cambridge Pride and our street party and the events that we throw is that it's a lot of allies. It's a lot of queer people. It's a lot of families. It truly is just community coming together and saying, this is how it should be. We should all just be here and we should all support this. Even yesterday, I shared a video that was sent to my husband and I. It was this video of these people in sort of situations where they're on a bus, for example, and somebody sits down across from them that appears like they might be, you know, a little bit unwelcoming to queer people. And then just the way they move, all of a sudden it reveals that they're wearing a rainbow bracelet or a rainbow lanyard at a job interview or whatever the situation was. And, you know, when we see these symbols as queer people, when we see rainbows, when we see signs of inclusivity, it tells us we're safe. And so as this political landscape changes and as the world kind of hears this negativity more and more, I think it's a point where all of us need to sort of put our on our sleeves that we are inviting kindness and that we are here to support others and that we do love others. And when we see those symbols throughout the street, whether it's flags on buildings or just that rainbow bracelet that somebody wears, it really shows your neighbor the type of person that you are and that they are loved and they are welcome. And I think that's what Cambridge Pride Week is all about, is, you know, us being able to show each other that these stories are beautiful and they're all welcome here in Cambridge.
That's amazing. I'm not sure how I can follow that up. That was perfect. I think the other piece that's coming to my mind is, like, Pride isn't just about a week or 2 weeks or a month. It is more than that. Is there anything there you want to touch on?
The country, Canada, actually recognizes Pride as a season. It starts with June and it goes all the way to the end of September. And the reason that they've done that is because Toronto Pride is in June, but Montreal Pride is in August. And I believe Vancouver Pride is in September, or I could be wrong on that. But Pride across Canada happens a whole bunch of different times. One of the organizations that we partner with on a couple of things is Brant Pride. And Brant Pride, that's Brant County. So they actually do five events across the region, including Brantford, Paris, I think St. George has one as well. And so they can't do it all in June. It would be impossible for them to do it. Just knowing what we're doing, I couldn't imagine having to do that many events all in one, like flagship events all in 1 month. But they spread it out through the entire season, through the whole summer. And then that way there's constantly things going on. I think that's one of the reasons why we are so committed to supporting Spectrum Waterloo is that they truly are an organization that has figured out year-round programming. And that year-round programming looks like, you know, trans support groups like they do at Idea Exchange here in Cambridge, the public library. But it's also sports leagues. It's also crafting leagues. It's a whole bunch of different, like we were talking about earlier, diverse programs so that there's constantly things going on. When everything gets concentrated into 1 month, it can actually make it really difficult for people to find community. But when we have these touch points year round, it fosters the community in a different way. And it makes June feel really special, but not the only thing. And I think that's what, you know, as we evolve, we're going to be focusing on more, is how do we help make sure that this programming exists year round and is well attended year round and is well advertised year round so that people can find community all year.
Amazing. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Brian? This has been a fantastic conversation.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's two things. First of all, if you want to get involved, if you want to support, number one, come to our events. The more that people are at our events, If it's crowded and standing room only, those are the opportunities where we'll actually be a true community. So please come out. The more that you come out, the better. If you want to get involved in other ways, we're always looking for volunteers. I think we have pretty much all of our volunteers set up for this year, but in the future, if there's more events that you want to throw or volunteering that you want to do, please do so. We are always looking for sponsors. We're going to be launching a year-round sponsorship program instead of our traditional one that just sort of leads up into June. So there's lots of sponsorship opportunities for your business or your organization. We sell merch. We have an online silent auction going on right now that's got a bunch of really cool prizes. There's a $700 experience at Langton Hall on it, and a rainbow guitar, a bunch of gift certificates for local businesses. So there's some really cool things on there. All of these things go to helping us create more events in Cambridge and all around the Grand River. So buy your merch, come to our events, sign up to be a volunteer in the future. All of that stuff would be super helpful. And then the other piece, if you are for any reason apprehensive about coming to events because you've never been to one before and you've got a little bit of anxiety in those types of things, I promise you, you'll find love at Cambridge Pride Week. You will find friends, you will find people just like you. Come down, experience it, take a deep breath. We're all here for you. Come and talk to our volunteers. Come and talk to all of our performers. People will be in the street just sharing love. And so, if I can reach out to even just one person who's listening right now who has been a little bit nervous about coming out to an event like this, even reach out if it's anonymously or whatever. We're happy to talk to you. We're happy to welcome you. And we can't wait to see you at Cambridge Pride Week and the Street Festival.
Thank you so much, Brian. Appreciate having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. We appreciate what United Way does so much. The good that you create in communities, especially communities like ours, it's so impactful. And it impacted us and all of the 2SLGBTQIA community that showed up to Pride last year and this year. So thank you so much for all that you guys do and for keeping us part of the community with you. Thank you.
A big thank you to Brian Casarano Bolton for joining us and sharing the powerful story of Grand River Pride and the importance of building spaces where everyone can celebrate and belong. As Brian reminds us, local organizations are doing incredible on-the-ground work to support the queer community. Groups like Spectrum, Camino Wellbeing and Mental Health, the YMCA of Three Rivers, and the Sexual Assault Support Center, offering everything from youth programs to mental health support and community training. And of course, don't forget, the Cambridge Pride Street Festival is happening Saturday, June 14th from 1 to 8 p.m. It's a fantastic opportunity to get involved and show your support. Because at the heart of it all, United is the way to create a safer, more joyful, and more inclusive community. Thank you for listening to United Voices.